Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. That's Nick Sirianni's song. That's still the one I think they should come out to in the Super Bowl. We're live today from Radio Row in New Orleans. Midday Show afternoon will be on coming up in a couple hours. Elliot Shure Parks is milling around. He's going to sit down. I was about to say, you know, get Hugh's thought on something. I looked over. He's gone. Hugh's doing TV. I think we have a new entry for the bracket here, Kyle. Is this Big Shot Douglas doing TV while we're on the radio?
Yeah, it's a big time Douglas. He's big time.
I'm watching him. Hugh's like 30 feet from me right now, just in the middle of Radio Row on camera doing a TV spot. This is big time in Douglas.
Does he know? Does he know he's on the clock?
I think he's totally lost his compass here. I mean, he got lost walking here this morning. Now he's on TV while we're supposed to be on the air. So we'll big time Douglas will sit down in a minute. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's grab a phone call here, and then whenever Hugh decides to join us, you know, the little people on radio again, we can get him to break down
this guy, man,
the viral video that happened on Friday on WIP. Let's talk to Black Gritty. What's up, Black Gritty?
Why are you coming to me right now? You know I want to yell at Hugh Douglas. Put me on hold and go get somebody else. Come back to me when you get here.
Wow.
I thought you wanted to yell at me today. Don't come to me with this little time ringing. Go to somebody else. I want Hugh Douglas on.
This is very demanding by you, BJ.
We'll see when we get back to you then, Black Gritty. All right, take a deep breath. You know what? I'll go to Terrence because Terrence at Springfield's right.
That was kind of outrageous.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was too much. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, what's up? Kyle, Joe, I know he's taking
away
right now.
Well, he's just big time in us, big time in Douglas on TV while we're doing a radio show.
Man, he got these focus.
We've been
on
for minutes.
Wait a minute.
And a wake up.
You're 2.5 minutes late.
My bad, dog.
I look up and you're on TV over there.
No, they asked me to do some. They asked me to do some radio here.
Get it together.
I forgot I played football.
We have a new entry for the bracket. Big timing, Douglas, because you big timed us right there.
My bad, dog. I was showing the city love.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Hey, man, we got 5 days and one wake up for the game. You know how they say, man. Listen, I feel like I was telling Kyle, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that the Eagles could blow these guys out. When's the last time a team in the Super Bowl got their asses whipped? The last couple of Super Bowls, they've been pretty close to a field goal or a touchdown game. I feel like the overall better team we have is the Philadelphia Eagles are a better team. Now, the quarterback, I give it to Mahomes. Coaching, I give it to Andy Reid a little bit. The defenses, I would say right now, they're probably similar, but I think the trenches is where this thing is going to come down to the nitty-gritty, down to the titty. Listen, man, we're going to come in this game, and I feel like Jalen Carter is going to wreck this game from the start of this game. Patrick Mahomes, we saw all the teams that beat the Kansas City in the Super Bowl. What did Tampa Bay do to him? He was running for his life. I feel like Fangio is going to have a scheme ready to get these guys. I say the score is going to be 28-20, and these guys might get a late field goal. So I feel like we dominate this game from the start of this game to the finish of this game. I feel like the Eagles, this is revenge, man. This is a revenge game. I feel like this is unfinished business, and I feel like they know what's at the tag. I feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my skin. Listen. I feel like we're going to win this game now. I'm pretty hyped for this game already. We really got 5 days in the wake-up. Let's get it. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we go, Terrence. Good phone call. All right, so Terrence there, he's feeling it. He thinks it's not crazy. Elliot Shore Parks joining us right
ESP.
Now.
ESP. What up? How you guys doing?
Elliot? Hey, man, just for the record, I enjoyed dinner last night.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Everyone else had something to say.
I do remember that. Everybody was talking bad about
this. We were enjoying everything last night, so I feel like
you really enjoyed
it.
You were asleep.
No, I remember I had a piece of steak.
Yeah.
I will say,
the pork belly, Hugh ordered the pork belly. I was happy you did. That was fire. I was happy you did that.
I forgot I ordered that. I think she asked me would I like it, and I was like, sure.
So is this a preemptive strike before afternoon rips the restaurant selection last night?
Oh, no, it's about to happen.
It's about to happen.
Listen, can I just tell you this? I know we're about to talk football.
Well, we don't have to.
The level of irritation that Spike had with you last night.
It was crazy. I would love, first of all, Spike's the one that was impossible.
He was trying to be a trooper.
Yeah.
He was thoroughly
Spike's
upset.
The one that was impossible to make the reservation for. He eats, like, vegetables, and that's it. Nothing that comes from an animal.
So just to give everyone, Elliot was in charge of the dinner reservation last night. He picked the place.
I liked it.
Well, let's rephrase that. I was nice enough to offer to find
it.
Yeah,
to get it right.
You did offer, and I wasn't tasked with it.
I was very
happy
when
you said
you would
do it. Yes, exactly.
I thought it was a nice place.
I thought it was amazing.
Now,
the service took a little long to get there when we first sat down.
It was the longest 10 minutes of my life.
Yeah, it was
from
a lot.
From when we sat down to when the service
Yeah, we sat down for a while and they didn't come
up. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were asleep. Again, he was asleep at this.
Well, I think we got an initial service. Then the second time a server came up, it was just be like, oh, looks like you're having fun to Hugh. So that
that left a little bit of desire. I thought the food was good.
The food was amazing. The company was great, short of Spike complaining. You know,
yeah, there'll be a lot of complaining when the afternoon
Spike complained, though. Yeah. Meal.
Yeah. He was like, can I just get lettuce?
No.
Like, yeah.
He said he ordered some fries, right? They said, well, you know, it's cooked with the grease.
He was fine with that. Yeah.
He said, you know what, at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want something.
Well, guess what?
To eat.
Spike can make the next reservation. All right.
To be fair, I can't imagine there's a lot of vegan spots down in New Orleans.
You try finding a spot for six people, one vegan, one, you're a, what?
Pescatarian.
Yeah, pescatarian, two former NFL players, Jack who only likes, like, specialty beer.
I was fine.
Super Bowl week, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, but Spike was not fine.
All right. While we're on the subject of those guys, then we'll get back to a lot of football, because there is a Super Bowl on Sunday. Hugh, can we do a little Big Hugh breakdown?
Wait, I got you.
We haven't had a chance to do this yet. So there was a viral moment that happened in the studio on Friday. Hugh, why don't you take us through your watch of this video?
Woo!
If you haven't seen it yet, they had a big guest in studio on...
Gilly!
Yeah, Gilly was in studio on Friday, and then they did a little dance after.
No, from what I understand, they say Gilly just kind of bum-rushed the studio.
He was there in studio, yeah.
Yeah, like he just kind of, you know...
Just came through.
He just came...
Gilly's everywhere now. Gilly
has a pass to get into anywhere, so yeah. I heard Gilly bum rush the studio.
Something
so.
Tells me we'll be seeing him immediately.
Oh, yeah, he'll be out here somewhere if he's not here now. But bottom line.
I'm watching the video right now as you break it.
Bottom line is this. Gilly had them doing the blow the whistle, Dan. You know, it went viral.
Yep.
He had Too Short out there. It's gone so viral that his neighbors in the neighborhood that he stays in, they started to join in on these dances. Gilly has – this thing has gone so viral – that I even saw Amari Hardwick. He was in on the dance. He went and bought a Randall Cunningham jersey, tight-ass jersey, and did the blow-the-whistle dance in, like, one of those places where you buy jerseys from. But the bottom line, let me get down to the breakdown. So we have Jack Fritz. We have our boss, Rod Lakin.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at it now, really is so
who else is back there?
Justin Morganson.
Justin was there, and then Ike and Spike.
And Spike, oh, man, let me tell you. You could tell, and I'm going to try to say this, as nice as I possibly can. But you could tell who kind of grew up in the neighborhoods that were a little bit more diverse than other neighborhoods.
It's a nice way of breaking
it. Yeah, it was like in the diverse neighborhoods. And I'm not saying that's not a knock, because I hung out with Jack last night and we had a grand time. That's what I remember. Everything went smoothly. It was a great time. But as far as Rhythmly Challenge goes, I mean, I hate to be the guy to say it, but it's clear who has rhythm and who doesn't. Jack didn't know what to do with his hands. Rod's back there turning beet red because he can't move.
Rod's barely even moving.
He can't move.
Frozen.
Stiff.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Stiff. And it's not that hard, man. Just let your body go limp and just move, because it's not – they're not hard dance moves. Even I could do that. But the stiffness of Jack, pause, it was just like, wow. How did that man make two children? Moving the way that he moved. And I'm not trying to get into his personal bedroom business, but still.
He kind of just did, though, yeah.
No, I did. I mean, because he ain't got no rhythm. He ain't got no rhythm.
The only defense I'll give of Jack is he is in a tough spot right in the front.
Yeah, he's the
closest to the
camera.
Like, the other ones were able to kind of, you know, hide in the back.
Blend in.
Yeah. But that being said, it was not an A performance from Jack.
So who was worse, Jack or Rod, before we move off this?
Jack. Because Jack was in the front.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because Rod was hidden. And I'm not saying that because he's the boss and I don't want to, you know. Because
he
was bad.
He is on the hot.
No, he was bad. He was bad. But it's because when you're watching the video, your eyes immediately go to Jack and be like, dog, what is he doing?
It's impossible to ignore.
Yeah, it's like, what is he doing? He
you
looks
can't
horrible.
Unsee it. Yeah.
You can't. And we're I'm watching it. Kyle posted on our Twitter page. So I keep watching it. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Elliot. It is Super Bowl week. And
it is.
Question for you, but we'll get to the Myles Garrett thing, which is really interesting. But, Elliot, is it crazy to think the Eagles blow them out on Sunday?
No, I don't think it's crazy. The way I've been phrasing it this week is, I think if you looked at a pie chart of potential outcomes, I think there is a 75% chance this is a one-score game, very close, back and forth.
Most likely outcome, yeah.
5% chance, and that might even be high, that the Chiefs blow the Eagles out. But I think there's like a 20% chance the Eagles just come out, they're on fire, and they get a big lead. I mean, in the last Super Bowl, they easily could have been up like 31-7 at halftime. You think you take away the fumble, the Devontae catch they didn't get, like one or two plays go differently, they have a massive lead at halftime. So they almost did it in the last Super Bowl. And I think what you see with this Eagles team is when they're clicking on all cylinders, they are very capable of blowing any team out. I mean, obviously we saw what they did to Washington last week. Washington nowhere near what Kansas City is, but Washington was playing well. And they dropped 55 on him, and it was basically a not competitive game for three quarters. So I would say 20% chance the Eagles are able to blow out Kansas City.
20% to me is not crazy. Like, that's a real percentage
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, I happens. Agree, yeah.
And you, I know you rewatched the last Super Bowl over the weekend. They were up in that first half.
They were up big.
Yeah, and then it just the more you kind of think back to that game, they played terrible in the second half.
They just choked it away. And it comes across the more, you know, well, now I think it's interesting to watch like 2 years later with more perspective, but they absolutely choked that Super Bowl away. And it's unfortunate to say, but, you know, the positive of that is they only choked it away because they had complete control of that game, and they did. So, while I know the Chiefs are favorites, and I think the Chiefs deserve to be called the better team, the Eagles almost blew them out in 2022, beat them in 2023. So, yeah, I think it's certainly possible.
All right, Elliot's with us here. We got a lot to get to. Myles Garrett this morning asked for a trade from the Cleveland
Browns. He won't out.
He wants out. All right, do you think the Eagles are more likely to try to get him or really get him or, like, really push to get him? If they win on Sunday or if they lose?
I don't know how much of a impact Sunday's game has. I guess you could argue if they lose, maybe you need...
He's the missing piece.
Yeah, you need some type of move. And we'll see how the game plays out. But whether they win or lose, I think Myles Garrett is the missing piece. I mean, the one thing this team does not have is an elite edge rusher. I mean, again, from watching the last two times the Eagles and Chiefs played, like, Hassan Reddick stands out. Like, I know Nolan Smith has been awesome in the postseason. Josh Sweat's had a good year. How about Josh Sweat, by the way, getting up on the poster there with Jalen Hurts?
I saw that when I walked in this one. I was like...
So who's, it's surprising.
It's Mahomes.
Pacheco. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a little surprising it's Josh Sweat.
But, yeah, I think Josh Sweat would probably be surprised, too, to walk
say,
in and
what?
See that. Yeah.
Someone has to ask him tonight immediately.
But what it shows is they don't got an elite edge rusher. I mean, Josh Sweat's not up there because he's an elite edge rusher. He's up there, I don't know why. He had a good year. But
Poor Josh Sweat. Regardless.
I think Myles Garrett, you add him to this defense. Myles Garrett feels like he's been in the NFL forever, but he's not even 30 years old. He's still an outstanding player. I mean, we saw this year he had that blocked field goal, how many ways he can impact the game.
He got them long arms.
Yeah, so I would trade whatever it takes.
Two ones?
Yeah, I would do it. Because
what's the line? You say whatever it takes. It's got to be a line.
I mean, I wouldn't do three.
Yeah, okay, like, so that's it. Two ones,
and then I would – a second would be hard, but I would consider it. I mean, like, what does this team need draft picks for? Now, obviously, you could always use them, and they've been so good drafting recently that giving them away, you're probably giving away two good players because that's just how well they've drafted recently. But they are already the best roster in the NFL. They're definitely the best team in the NFC. You add Myles Garrett to this roster, that's the only thing they're missing. The secondary is young and loaded for years to come. The linebacker core, assuming they re-sign Zach Bond, is set with N'Kobe coming back, and then you have Jeremiah Charter Jr. The defensive tackle spot, Moro Ajamo, Milton Williams, obviously Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. It's really the only position on the roster they don't have an elite player at is edge.
And well, that's probably what they would use their next first-round pick on.
Then you got somebody that's bona fide, like right, ready to go.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, not getting ahead of myself, but, you know, if you go, you mess around and you get that guy, then you're poised to be right back in the big game again next year, in my opinion.
So I asked you to start this, like, would they be more likely to go for him if they win or lose? If they win and then get Myles Garrett, I mean, the conversation is going to move towards, are they the next dynasty?
I wasn't going to say it, but that's what I was definitely thinking.
Well,
definitely
that happens sometimes when, like, a dynasty plays in another good team. Like, could they take this from the Chiefs? Could they be the ones that keep coming back and keep winning this game?
Well, here's the other part of this, too. I don't know how much say Myles Garrett will have where he ends up, But there's no question Miles, I'm sure, would love to play for the Eagles. Like, that's what the Eagles have going for them right now. You know, it's not like the Panthers are out there saying, well, we can try to get him, and he's right. Like, I'm not going to the Panthers. Like, he would, I'm sure, love to come to Philadelphia. A chance to win. They don't have an elite edge, so there's plenty of snaps there for him to come and get. Yeah, I think it makes sense on every single level.
All right, I need to read a tweet to you so you can pontificate on it. Mahomes and Hurts are basically the same. Let's go
through
this.
Who said that?
At Elliott Shore Park. Mahomes and Hurts are basically the same. Mahomes,
from 94 WIP, right?
That's it. Mahomes after five seasons, two Super Bowl appearances, one ring, 58-16 record, 159 touchdowns. Hurts after five seasons. So that's leading into this game, right?
This would be the end of his fifth year.
Two Super Bowl appearances, one ring. Obviously, this game could go to one or two. 51-23 record, 157 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know what I really need to pontificate
on. The numbers are the numbers.
I just like the way his mind works. I don't see it the same way.
Think about it this way. If I took the names off of that tweet and I said these two quarterbacks are basically the same, would anyone disagree? Look at the stats.
But the names matter.
Why? Why does the name matter more than the numbers?
So a couple things. One,
where do you think the numbers are coming from?
Well, but the whole thing is what have they done in their career?
And the same.
No, but the path for Mahomes has been more challenging.
Path to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's the path through the AFC and the playoffs every year is more challenging. He's had a beat
Josh Allen
multiple times.
Okay, but before the playoffs began, we talked on the pregame show about how the NFC was so much tougher than the AFC.
This year.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say in general. I mean, the NFC has not been like a trash conference. The Niners were certainly hard to get through last year.
Yeah, but when Hurts got to his first Super Bowl, they played a fourth-string quarterback.
Right. Okay. And Tom Brady won all those divisions.
But this is Mahomes and Hurts.
But I'm saying that you're like, if you just look at the numbers and what they've done through the first 5 years, it's almost exactly the same.
But we
can break it down further and go like, well, there's this difference and this difference, but the outcome has been the same.
The numbers are closer than you think, but the yards are not close, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't include yards.
No, I'm including what matters. Does anyone here think yards matter? Winning, touchdown, going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, yards paint a picture, don't they?
Yeah, they paint a picture. They're not the most important part of the picture.
What do you think? Are they close to the same?
I think that Elliott believes what he's believing.
I'm asking you. Are they close to the same?
I don't think they're the same. That's me. I don't think they're the same.
So,
I think that Mahomes is better, but I appreciate the passion that Elliott brings to his argument.
So I think Mahomes is better too. But the point I'm making here is look at it, it's like I would guess if we talked to every radio station here and Radio Row and they said, you know, who's the better quarterback of the two? It would be a laughable question to most people. Mahomes is maybe the best quarterback to ever do it. Jalen's along for the ride. He has a talented roster.
But it's true.
Okay.
Well, not along for the ride. He played well in the title game, but he has a super talented roster.
And let's not act like Mahomes doesn't have, through his career, he's had the best coach of all time in Andy Reid. He has an elite defense with an elite defensive coordinator. He's had maybe the best tight end of all time for his career. He's had Tyreek Hill. Like, let's not act like he hasn't had talent. Jalen has talent. Mahomes is not winning these games 11-on-1 out there.
No, he's not. But it has flipped. When he was young, that defense wasn't great. I mean, that was the weak
point.
And
at that point, he had Andy, he had Tyreek Hill, he had Kelsey in his prime.
I get you on that one, yeah.
Right, so when I say they're basically the same, what quarterback is more on a Mahomes trajectory than Hurts currently?
I don't think anyone's on a Mahomes trajectory.
No, Jalen is. Did you see what I just tweeted?
I did. But no one.
If Jalen wins on Sunday,
but Mahomes on the trajectory to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
You can't say that about Jalen.
Well, hold on. But after 5 years, right, I agree as of right now, Mahomes has a better resume. But I'm saying after 5 years, their trajectory will be the same. So if when Mahomes had been in two Super Bowls and won one after 5 years, he could be the best ever. Look at this trajectory. If Jalen does the same thing, why is he not on the same trajectory as Mahomes?
It's just hard to think that Jalen is on the trajectory of the greatest quarterback of all time.
I agree, but that's how good Jalen's resume is.
I think it makes.
I'm not making these things up.
I know. But
I mean, they have the same amount of.
I hear you. You heard him. He's conviction.
But it makes it seem like it's closer than it really is.
Because it is closer than most people say it is. It is. Look, this is the second time they're playing in the Super Bowl across from each other. This is the second time I've been a Radio Row and there's been a huge picture of Jalen Hurts up there with the Super Bowl logo.
There's also one of Josh Sweat.
Agreed, but that's fluky. Yeah. But regardless, the point I'm making is like, at what point do we have to just admit Jalen Hurts?
He's got to win.
Yeah, I'm saying if he wins on Sunday, he will have as many rings as Mahomes did after 5 years. He'll have as many Super Bowl appearances, and he'll have basically the same amount of touchdowns. So why is it crazy to say they're close? Other than, what we perceive
well,
of the player.
One guy has dominated the sport from the moment
but
he got
But he's played more years. There's a shot. I mean, we just said if they get Myles Garrett, we could talk about a potential dynasty.
Yeah.
There is a – and it's very hard to win Super Bowls, so I'm not saying it's likely. But there is a world in the next 5 years Jalen wins two more Super Bowls after this Sunday.
So three total?
I think so. In 5 years with this roster, I mean, he wins like 80% of the games he plays. They're the best team in the NFC.
Can we just get one first?
Yeah, that's all I want.
Well, yeah, of course, Sunday matters. That's the point I'm making is that if they win this, I mean, he could have easily won two or won one already. Like, he is right there with Mahomes.
I think the conversation more puts to him with the other great quarterback. I just think Mahomes is on a separate level.
Well, because he's played more years. I'm saying if you look...
Like eyeballs, too, just watching him. He just plays at a different level. I feel like, to your point on the Jalen thing being close, if he wins, the gap closes between him, Lamar, Allen, Burrow. Like, you have to include him with those guys. Like,
well, I think he passes them if he wins.
Wait a minute. What now?
If he wins the Super Bowl, he belongs ahead of Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see where you're going when you say that. I thought you said in front of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, because also, if he wins a Super Bowl, he will have done the thing that we all say, well, Josh Allen doesn't have a Super Bowl because Mahomes is there.
He has to go through him, yeah.
Yeah, well, who does Jalen have to go through on Sunday?
Patrick Mahomes.
So if he beats Mahomes on Sunday.
I get where you're going with this because that water gets muddy when you're trying to figure out who the best quarterback and who's done what. And, you know, athletically, you know, you can make the argument that both of those guys are better athletically than Jalen. But when you talk about the accomplishments as far as their resume is concerned, that's where I think you're going. That's exactly where you're going.
I also think how the game plays out matters, right? If he plays really well and throws a game-winning touchdown, like I think there's going to be a sense of that. If they run the ball for 200 yards and he just does enough, people aren't going to say it.
Trust me, I'm well aware people are getting ready to say Jalen didn't help them win the Super Bowl.
Well,
they've been saying it all year.
No,
you're doing it right now,
ridiculous.
Mahomes. Like people are.
I can tell
already he's going to have 400 yards, five touchdowns.
That dog does not have to hunt for me, but he's going to have some plays that he's going to have to.
Yeah,
make.
For sure.
If he plays like he did in the title game, everyone's going to say he was great.
Yes, I agree. With that.
But he didn't throw 400 yards. What did he do? 220?
No, but he was awesome. He was the best player in the game.
He was awesome. All right, let's grab a phone call. Someone wants to talk to Elliot here. Derek is up on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's going on?
Derek, what's up, buddy?
Derek?
Elliot, when you on the afternoon show, man, don't let none of them dudes got no style, man. So don't let them dudes critique your dressing, man. Them guys, Jack wear like open toe sandals all year round.
Well, he was wearing yoga pants
every
day.
Yeah,
those were yoga pants.
Yeah.
They were killing you for the yoga pants.
Yeah.
They think the coat I got made in Italy, like they think it's a league.
Nah, that John, listen, man, that John is that's a player's jacket,
which,
man.
That's exactly right.
Swag, man.
No, I haven't worn it yet. But, you'll
oh, you about
it,
to break it out? You about to break it out, though?
Wow. Yeah.
You about to kill him with that outfit?
They call it a woman. They call it a woman coat, but you.
Yeah, they don't know.
Come on, man. You know,
of course not.
Al, you're a very knowledgeable guy, though, man. I wish you had your own show, man, because you make a lot of sense with a lot of your takes, man.
Thank
well, listen,
cut
with
that
the Jalen Hurts thing, right? Listen, with Jalen Hurts, right? I think the Eagles are going to win, right? But I feel like we gave Josh Allen a pass for losing because he lost to Mahomes, right? Right or wrong?
I guess over the course of his career, yeah, he doesn't have a ring.
Yeah,
and
every time he loses,
that's the excuse for him.
Right.
He can't get like it was like that for Peyton
but with
too.
Jalen Hurts won't get that love though. He'll be all types of. He's not this or he's not that. The reason why I like Jalen Hurts is because he's a second-round draft pick, man. He's overcome a lot, man, and he just keeps it moving. You can't break him. He speaks well at the podium. You know what I'm saying? He's a hard worker. I could always root for a guy like that, man. And his numbers don't have to be great for him to be good, man.
The other part of this, too. The thing that he's had to do that these other quarterbacks have not is, as a second-round pick that was drafted to be a backup, he was not given really an opportunity. Like, he had to earn his opportunity to win his job. Like, when you're a first-round pick, like a Mahomes, like Allen, like Lamar, you're just the leash is longer, right? Like, Jalen basically got, I don't know, what, 20 games to try to prove himself?
Like, and four and then the next season?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that was it, right? And he did it, and it worked out for him, but he had to overcome that in order to get to where he is.
Yeah, I mean, I think his story's great. I mean, it's great, right? It's one of the biggest reasons the Eagles are here because they hit on a second-round pick quarterback.
He's on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Well, not yet. He's got to win the game.
He has to win.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
He's there. He's like, he feel like he's there, though.
If he wins on Sunday.
It's early career Russell Wilson if he wins.
For sure. Yeah.
Who, what? Is Russell still a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I think he is.
Yeah,
well,
I think
then,
so.
Then that'd be the trajectory that Jalen's on.
He's bound to down, roll it up and trucking.
We made it, Hugh.
We did make it.
No bus.
Only thing bad, I couldn't hook up my Xbox last night, but it was cool.
Oh, you brought the Xbox?
Yeah, I brought my Xbox. Can't play the game.
No wonder
though.
You went in at like 7 o'clock.
Well, no, I went to sleep.
Yeah.
I hooked it up this morning and it didn't work. Because last night I went to bed. I did exactly what I said I was going to do after I saw
I am jealous, though, now this morning. Like, we missed having you out, and it was fun, but now I wish I would have also gone.
Oh, no, man. I'll tell you. Listen, man.
We admired you, actually, when you went up last night at 7. We were
yeah, it was very
like, you know what? He's going to bed. He's
just leaving. Yeah.
Oh, no, because I was nice. I was nice at this.
Oh, yeah, you were, yeah.
I was nice. I set out to do what I wanted to do. I broke bread with my coworkers.
It was fun.
We had a ball.
You ordered pork belly?
Yeah, I saw Spike melt down at dinner. It was great. But you know what the best part about the meltdown at dinner was? How he tried to hold it together as much as he possibly could.
As if he wasn't going to just order a salad everywhere he went.
Oh, but he about to kill you today. He about to let you have it.
I think that's why Elliot's here, to have the preemptive strike on this show before the next show.
Oh, yeah, they about to let you have it.
I can't wait to see who books dinner for Tuesday.
Spike was hot.
Yeah.
Spike was hot. And he tried, like, to see him try to just put on the good face and power through.
It was
dinner.
Very brave of him.
Yes. And
it
did not help. A great poker face. That you
it, did, it did help that I was sitting right across from him laughing.
You were giggling, yeah.
And falling asleep and waking up and laughing some more.
Dude, you were laughing and smiling more than, like, it's the most genuine. It was so funny. It was a fun time.
I had a ball.
Sounds like dinner went great. It's only one way to put it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Exactly. I enjoyed it.
I don't know if you're the best source of evidence.
What do you mean?
I think we could have sat here at any spot last night and he would have enjoyed it.
I'm not sure about that. I did,
and I heard, you know, I heard when, what was that, back that thing up. Somebody was trying to dance. Was that Jack that I saw trying to dance?
It might have been, yeah.
Somebody went to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Well, somebody went to the dance floor.
Oh, at the first spot.
At the first spot.
That was Ike.
Oh, that's who that was.
That was Ike.
Because, you know, I was kind of asleep at the bar, too.
Ike and Jack usually confuse for each other on the dance floor. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Ross Tucker. Something he said to us last week as we talk about the idea, you know, can the Eagles actually blow them out? Is it crazy to think they could blow them out? Ross last week brought up something that does, I think, concern a lot of people if it's not that kind of game. Here's Ross last week with us.
What scares me about the game is if it's one-score game. I mean, the Chiefs have won 17 straight one-score games. I don't know. Maybe that means they're due to lose one at some point. But I asked my co-host on the betting show I do, the Even Money Betting Podcast. Joe, I know you'd be into this. The odds of winning 17 straight one-score games is 1 in 125,000 to win 17 straight one-score games like this. So, the way I look at it, guys, I don't know how you pick the Eagles to win a one-score game. I mean, late in the game, it's a very Belichick-y Brady thing where they just find a way late because they have the better quarterback and the better head coach. I think the Eagles need to run them out of the building. I think the Eagles need to beat their you-know-what up front, both sides of the ball, and win the game by two scores, be up two scores late.
I agree with him. Elliot, do you think they need
I disagree with that.
I if you tell me right now the game is within 4 points late, I feel like the Eagles are probably going to lose the game. I think the Eagles' path to a win has to be up two scores with 4 or 5 minutes to go. Otherwise, that guy's just going to make the play to win the game.
So I don't agree with that. Now, if you're telling me it's a four-point game, Mahomes has the ball, and there's 2 minutes left, like, yeah, I would agree. The Chiefs have a better chance to win the game at that point. And I'm sure this has changed because the Chiefs have won so many one-score games. But at one point this season, I think it was around week 10 or 11, Nick Sirianni had the best record in one-score games of any coach in the NFL since 2021. So while the Chiefs have won a lot of one-score games, and I think what stands out here is the 17 straight. Like
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But the Eagles also have excellent record in one-score games.
So if something's got to give, though.
Like, something has to give.
That's where Reed and Mahomes and Spagnuolo feel like that's when they win, right? They just make the plays.
But, like, I agree with that, but Sirianni and Hurts also win those kind of games all the time. You know, so while I agree that the benefit, like the, it would probably go to the Chiefs slightly, let's not act like the Eagles fumble around in one-score games. I mean, they win one-score games more than anybody else, or probably it's the Chiefs now because of the streak they've been on, but they were right there with the Chiefs. So, no, I disagree. I think the Eagles can absolutely win a close game.
Hugh, what do you think? Like, Ross said that last week and it hit me. Like, can they actually beat them if it's a very, very tight game?
I'll tell you, this is the dilemma, and nobody wants to say it, so I'm going to just say it. We are afraid of it being a close game if Jalen has to pull off something spectacular. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. I mean, we're dancing around it, but that's what Ross is basically saying, is that if we're in a game where it comes down to a possession where Jalen has to bleed the clock or Jalen has to score whatever, we don't feel comfortable with that. That's why we want to win the game 2 or 3 scores. I think this is the weekend. This is the time where Jalen has to put that monster to bed. It has to be. I've been bullish on this, and I've said this before. When I was talking to defense as a luxury, not a necessity, I was specifically talking about this game and the way that these games tend to play out. Because we saw last year stellar defense being played on both sides of the ball, but at the end of the day, it came down to that one play.
Yeah, Purdy didn't make the play.
And Purdy didn't make the play. And on the flip side, when Patrick Mahomes pulled the ball down and ran, and put them in position to extend the play, that's where they won. That's the defining moment. When you look at all these Super Bowls, especially the ones that the Kansas City Chiefs have played in and won, there's that one play that Patrick Mahomes makes that changes the whole game. It's a momentum swing.
And the other quarterback hasn't made it. Garoppolo missed a big throw.
Yeah.
Hurts had the fumble. Like, the other quarterbacks have all messed up at one point.
So, one, I agree with you 100%, Hugh. I think counting on the defense to win this game is a losing recipe. Like, the offense has to win this game. It's not going to be, like, you're not going to hold Mahomes to 20 points or 23 points. You're probably going to have to get in the 30s to win this game. But I will say, while you are right that I think the main worry, at least it seems like Ross Tucker, is could Jalen Hurts do it? It is worth noting, in the last Super Bowl, he did take them down the field and tie the game and got a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, so, but he also turned it over.
No, he did, early in the game, but we're talking like late.
No, I know what you mean, but so it was that.
He was also better then.
Yeah.
I think Jalen's better now.
You think Jalen this year played as well as he did 2 years ago?
I think it was a different style. If you look, Jalen had to do so much more this year than he did in 2022. His pre-snap responsibility, the blitz pickup, all that stuff.
I would agree with that.
So while I think there were, like, when you watch the 2022 Super Bowl, the one thing that stood out is he did take more risks, I think, with the ball. Like, he threw into tighter windows. But he also, in that game, had a crucial turnover. Jalen set a career low in interceptions this year. If only there was some type of stat that could have indicated that.
Like a training camp stat?
Exactly.
But
right.
They asked more of him 2 years ago in the of the offense.
Well, I think they asked him to throw it more. He has more responsibility this year in the offense overall.
Maybe, but he also, in the Super Bowl, he was their leading rusher. He won't be the leading rusher in this game. Like, he was a bigger part of the offense.
He also, and I don't want to say he had no pre-snap responsibility, because obviously
Different. Kelsey was here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's, like, you can't just gloss over that. I mean, the fact that this year he has had to have almost full responsibility pre-snap, like, that's a massive difference between the 2022 and this game.
I just mean, like, throw to throw, I felt he was a better quarterback 2 years ago. I just trusted, like, if he needed to go score 2 years ago, I just trusted it more. Now, the last game, he played great. If he does that again, they'll be fine. 215-592-949. Let's come back to the phone lines here. Lots to discuss. Is it crazy to think the Eagles could blow the Chiefs out? I don't think it is. I think there's a path there for a blowout. And then Elliot thinks that Mahomes and Hurts are close. Agree, disagree. Let's go to
To be clear, I didn't say they were close. I said they're basically the same.
Is that close?
Yeah. Just want to make sure.
Basically the same means they're interchangeable.
Get him right, Elliot.
Yeah, wait a second. I want to make sure we say it right. Basically the same implies interchangeable. Do you think they're interchangeable?
It's a good question. I'd have to think about it.
If we traded quarterbacks, would the Chiefs be here?
Well, so now we're doing the thing that we always do with Jalen, where we come up with hypothetical situations.
Well, I'm asking a question.
So, like, I think if you put Jalen with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce throughout for his whole career, yeah, I think he would probably have been to 2 Super Bowls at that point.
I'm not sure if he'd been any. I mean, I don't think so?
With Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill,
Andy's great.
Defense.
Andy's great. Yeah. Andy could have, and Andy elevates every quarterback he's had. So maybe.
Yeah.
But also, there's the path. I mean, I'm going to get bogged down again. He'd have to go through Allen and Lamar every year.
Yeah,
it's harder than doing it in the NFC.
Okay, but last year I think it was almost universally agreed upon the best team in the NFL was in the NFC, which was the Niners. Now, he'd have to go through them because he ended up losing earlier.
Right.
But the best team in the NFL was viewed as the Niners.
Yeah, it was until Mahomes.
Yeah,
right. Until,
yeah, and going through Burrow, guess what? He'd have to do it this year because Burrow didn't even make the playoffs.
He did not, no.
Yeah.
But he's had in the past, right?
He has in the past.
Yeah, I mean, if we just look at the top list of quarterbacks, five of the top seven are in the AFC. I mean, that's just
I would agree with that, but I don't think the best teams are in the AFC. The Lions this year?
Lions and Eagles were two of the best.
The Vikings
teams.
Won like 15 games. Yeah. Now they're frauds, but whatever.
Yeah, they were frauds. All right, let's go back to the phones. All right, Black Gritty. Black Gritty was on the phone earlier when you were playing TV over there.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, he came back.
And he didn't want to talk to me. So
is that right?
Well, he wanted to talk to you, so I put him back. We put him back on. Black Gritty, go ahead.
Black Gritty.
DQ, don't Black Gritty me. First of all, you left me and Kyle behind, okay? Eastbound and down. You heard the intro song. You left me and Kyle behind,
And
then you get down there, and I can't.
You know,
I'm on Joe Giglio all the time. And then you left Joe Giglio in the lurch. Is there no man that you secure? You leave every man behind.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You got a point.
Why you out here in these streets like you're an actor? No, you're acting out here on TV? You trying to be an actor again? What's going on? You talking to me?
He's got a good point.
First of all, I didn't leave you in Kyle.
Yeah,
that was
Rod. We hear you there. You left.
Rod Lakin did that.
Hot seat Lakin, yep.
Hey, you know what, Black Gritty, they give him away.
Force, you won't even talk about Rod. Now you won't say his name because you're 80 states away.
But
guess
what?
His name last week.
They got free chicken down here that they're giving away.
That's great. Your boyfriend chicken too.
Why don't you do that to him? Why don't you tell him?
I'm saying they giving away free chicken.
Don't go to chicken. You know how they
saying,
do with the thing.
What he says on site.
You know what they do with the red paint when they wear the little suits and they throw it on people? I'm throwing green on your beard.
My bad, dog.
You're gonna let us down. Now let me talk about football.
Dude,
that's why I wanted Hugh back. He left you in the lurch, man. He left you in the lurch. Now, is a 10-point score a blowout? Is that considered a blowout?
How many?
10 points.
I'd say you got to go to 13 or above.
Okay, so
12 or above. So more than two scores, like 11, you can get to with the touchdown and the field goal. Like above that, I think it's a blowout.
Then it's not a blowout. And I'll tell you the thing you just said to you about people worried about Jalen Hurts with the last play of the game. I know who was scared to give Jalen Hurts a minute and a half left in the game to come back.
Big Red.
Chiefs. Exactly.
Big Red.
So anybody who's not worried about, or everyone who is worried about Jalen Hurts, that's one thing he does. He closes out games. He's put together 8-minute drives. I mean, I trust him with my life. I trust this game with my life. 1 or 100, we're getting this George W. And also, it is one of the best things to hear about this dinner because I saw flip-flops on Saturday, and he was stressed out. Like, I never see him sweat. But he had a bead in the corner of his head, bro. He was.
Oh, you were worried about the dinner before Wentz?
Oh, yeah. I spent like 4 hours on Friday night looking for
And guess what, Black Gritty? It didn't work out.
It didn't.
It worked out for me.
I tried my best, and I failed.
What did I say? I said, the one person that's going to be happy no matter what is Hugh with a steakhouse. I said, everybody else, you know what I mean, will have to worry. But I know Hugh. You're like, well, we got liquor, we got meat, oh, we good. Everybody else, boy.
Listen,
we could have ate at a burger joint and I'd have had a ball. Just to see
Spike did
want
to leave and go
down.
To the taco
that,
place.
That is an underrated
just
part. Black Gritty, good phone call. Yeah, Spike was trying to get
down.
Us to leave. Yeah,
yeah. It was a 10-minute thing. He was like, should we get up? Yeah,
yeah. Spike is such a diva. Like, that's why I was laughing. Because I've never hung out with Spike. Spike's a lot. Spike's what some people call high maintenance. Spike's hot mate.
He was drinking fancy drinks too throughout the night. Yeah.
Listen, and when the French fries and the food came, he was disgusted.
Did he eat them? I didn't even notice.
I don't even know because I'm too busy laughing and going back to sleep. But it was just so funny to me. Can we do it again tonight? Can you pick another restaurant?
I think Elliot's off.
I'll budget 5 hours of my time today to try to. You know, it's not super easy to get a six-person reservation.
I cannot wait to hang out with you guys again and see how dysfunctional it's going to be.
Oh, it'll be dysfunctional. Oh, that's great. Thomas in the Northeast is with Elliot. That Hurts is close to Mahomes. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, yeah, so I agree with Elliot. Now, the thing with Mahomes is that obviously, you know, he has a little more athletic ability, right? And so, but the things that we don't take into account, I feel a lot of times with Jalen Hurts is the turnover as far as to his coordinators. Like, this kid has never had a coordinator back to back. You understand?
And he's
doing this with new coordinators. And to go back to what you were saying a few seconds ago, he's taken on the responsibility of calling the protections at the line, right?
Yep.
Now, if you remember, last year against the Blitz, he was horrible. He wasn't calling protections at that time. Now he's calling protections, and a lot of things that we talk about these supposed to be great quarterbacks is how good they are at recognizing blitzes and calling protections, and we don't give them enough props.
It's what made Brady the best quarterback of all time. Pre-snap, I think, is what makes Brady the best quarterback.
All right, so I agree with both of you, and it's certainly something that it's great that Jalen does this now, but they weren't. He wasn't good under pressure this year. He took sacks at a higher rate than he usually does.
No, and I agree 100%.
Maybe we need to give him a couple more years to get proficient at it. It's good he's doing it, but they did take more sacks this year.
Well, but he was good against the blitz this year. I think a lot of the pressure you're talking about is him holding on to the ball in the pocket, which is still not good, but that is a difference between – yeah, that's the difference.
So I think I agree with Elliot where I think that he's closer, and, I mean, even with some of the other quarterbacks you named, he's above them. But I feel like he's closer to Mahomes than what people give him the benefit. Again, like you just said, his coach, you know – and Andy Reid's probably going to be—he's probably going to end his career as the best coach in NFL history. So
let
you give
ask,
him that.
Let
you
me
give
ask
him
you guys
coordinators.
This. If Jalen was the number one pick in the draft when he was selected, right? How would he be viewed?
Differently.
Yes.
Definitely differently.
It would not be crazy to say he's the same as Mahomes if he was the number one pick in the draft. But with this resume?
Sure, but it reminds me, like, with the draft pick thing, too, it reminds me of Russell Wilson, the way people talked about him. He had a great team. It was a loaded team around him. Now, he played a big part. Like, he was good. He got two Super Bowls and won one. But he wasn't as good as Peyton Manning or Tom Brady in that time.
So, I think you slightly diminish Russell Wilson, for what it's worth, when you do this. Russell Wilson, did people think
he was better than Peyton Manning? Or on the same level as Peyton Manning? I don't remember that.
You talking about that Super Bowl? In that time period.
Yeah, or Brady.
I think as you move through it and you know, the numbers come in, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Russell was good, but there was a gap. That's what I mean. Like, close means there's not much of a gap.
Well, right, but I feel like what's interesting is if people are like, oh, I agree with Elliot, I disagree. I just put the numbers out there. Like, those are the stats.
You're inferring.
Yeah, well, no. I'm not inferring. The numbers show it.
But you're inferring off the numbers.
If he wins on Sunday, he'll have the same amount of Super Bowl appearances, same amount of Super Bowl wins, same amount of touchdowns, and basically the same winning percentage.
Yeah, but not all of that is just him.
It's not all Mahomes either.
Yeah, but it's primarily Mahomes.
Well, so let me ask you this. If you could pick, let's say Jalen and Mahomes were having a draft of everyone that, like, helps them, so players, coaches, GMs, is the number one pick amongst them not Andy Reid?
It's either Reed or Howie.
Yeah, but I think it's probably Andy.
It's probably Reed then, right, okay, then Howie
so,
second.
So for all the help that Jalen has, Mahomes has arguably the best asset amongst the two of them.
Sure, but
in a head coach.
But that guy can only do so much. Like, once the play is called, Mahomes has to do it.
I agree, but it's the same with Jalen. I'm saying, like, the fact that Mahomes has had Andy, I think we overlook that because he's not on the field. But he is the best asset among the two teams. Him or Howie. Howie's a good one. But I think Andy, in terms of developing Mahomes, designing the offense, all that stuff, like, that's been huge.
I just think it's hard for me because one guy, in my head, he's becoming the greatest quarterback of all time, right? He is. Like, I don't know if he's going to finish
the job.
Yeah, I
think he is the best quarterback of all time right now.
And the other guy, a lot of people think has been a weaker link on this team.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to connect those two guys.
Well, you're going to have to learn to connect them.
Well, I can't. I'm not going to.
That's what Elliot does, make you think a little bit.
Well, but also, you're viewing this as Mahomes' career now. I'm not saying
you're in 2 years.
I'm saying after 5 years.
Which is 2 years ago.
Yes, correct. Yeah. But he's won 2 Super Bowls the last 2 years. So, like, if the Eagles win on Sunday, is it crazy to think they could win it next year?
No,
they'll probably be the favorite.
Exactly. So, like, they are on the same trajectory.
I know, but the missing piece is the hardest part. 2 more Super Bowl rings.
No, I agree with that. But it's the same for Mahomes.
I get it. V in Philly. What's up, V? V, you there?
Sounds like
he fell asleep.
V?
Hello?
Hey, V.
There we go.
You said V?
V. Well, that's what I see on my board. V-E-E-V.
Oh, V. I think they put that it was supposed to be D, but V.
Oh.
Okay.
That's on Kyle.
Kyle's having a day. Yeah. Back up off Kyle. He's having a day.
Sorry, D.
That's okay. Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening for a while. I don't listen all the time. I can't. I wish I could, but one of the things I haven't heard is that, or heard talked about, is about the offensive line. So Jalen, okay, go back to two games, got sacked 7 times. It's not just him. What's up with the offensive line? They're not protecting him.
So I would say some of that, you're right. I mean, not every sack is on him, of course. I would say that particular game, it felt like he held the ball a lot, and maybe one or two of them. It was just really bad protection.
Yeah, I think it was a combination. But I think I'm just like, what's up with the offensive line? What more could they do? Or is it really nothing? They're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I think the game where he got sacked 7 times, I do think you have to give some credit to the Rams defensive line.
They're good.
That is a really good deep defensive line. And most weeks, the offensive line gives Jalen really good protection.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Yeah. Secondly, I want to say, what were you talking about? About whether we'll blow out.
Do you think it's crazy to think they'll blow him out?
I don't know. I think if they played like they played last week, I think it's potential because Kansas City has not been what they used to be. And a lot of the games that they played, they won by little points. And so I think it's very possible.
That's the thing. Go ahead, V. Last thing.
Last but not least, and I'm probably going to get ripped a new one for this one, this is for Hugh. Hugh, I don't feel the love from you about the Eagles. I just don't. What's up with that?
Wait a minute. What'd I do?
I just don't. I feel like you're passively aggressive against the Eagles.
I agree.
She's trying to take your Hall of Fame back away.
I am not. The one thing I'm not is passive aggressive. I'm just aggressive or passive. It's not
No.
I mean, because I picked the Eagles to win. I mean, I don't know what else.
I know, but you were like, I think they'll win. You're not like,
not good enough. We need delusion out of you.
Yeah, she wants delusional.
She wants delusional. Well, last night I was a little delusional.
No, you were asleep.
But yeah, and I'm still kind of groggy from last night. D, give me a little time. Give me to at least Thursday.
He'll build up over the course of the week. Good phone call, D. All right, Elliot, we appreciate. Are you going to be on what afternoon today?
I'm on whoever will have me.
Okay. Really, the question is, are you going to defend yourself after the restaurant?
Oh, yeah,
situation?
I'll try to be on for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found my glasses, too. I thought I lost them on the plane.
You didn't? You had them the whole time?
I had them the whole time.
I think you weren't all there yesterday.